This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, March 15th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag groups make their pitch. Black Sea deal up in the air again. And Mexico pushes back on meat labeling. Farm groups, we need farm bill funds. With Congress heading into a showdown over the federal debt ceiling, farm groups are staking their claim for funding in the next farm bill. In a letter to the House and Senate budget committees, 400 groups appeal for, quote, sufficient resources to fund the bill, including more meaningful, predictable farm safety net. The letter doesn't explicitly ask for a specific increase in funding or say where the farm bill funding should come from. Now, what matters is that House Republicans are trying to write a budget resolution that would include deep cuts in federal spending, but they have an internal battle ahead over the details for the blueprint. This week, a group of House Republicans proposed to cut the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program by expanding work requirements. Last week, the House Freedom Caucus called for cutting non-defense discretionary spending back to fiscal 22 levels and capping future increases at 1% a year. A cap on discretionary spending would not directly affect most farm bill programs. Now take note, the top Republican of the Senate Budget Committee, Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, told reporters yesterday that any increase in funding for commodity programs would have to be offset somewhere else. Grassley's going to push again this year for tightening commodity program payment limits, which could free up some money. Conservation Farm Bill priorities outlined by AgRe. The AgRe initiative is out with a set of farm bill recommendations intended to promote widespread adoption of conservation practices on working lands. The recommendations include establishing a secure data service to collect, link, and analyze data on conservation practices. AgRe also calls for expanding access to technical assistance for implementing climate-smart agriculture practices. AgRe also wants to use crop insurance to drive broader adoption of conservation practices. The Farm Bill is a major opportunity to advance policies that provide better information to farmers through innovative research and data, expand risk management tools, and build financial support for practices that build soil health and reduce farm risk, says Todd Barker, CEO of the Meridian Institute, which houses AgRe. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Renewal of Black Sea Grain Initiative may be a nail-biter. There's less than a week to go before the Black Sea Grain Initiative is due to expire, bringing a halt to grain exports out of Odessa. Moscow's demanding a major change to the deal. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Vershnin says the country is only willing to agree to extend the deal for 60 days, half of the 120 days allowed for the original agreement. It's unclear if Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations will agree to that. The UN has been clear that it wants the deal renewed for 120 days. And why it matters? Well, an extension of just 60 days would severely hamper the effectiveness of Ukraine's ability to export, said Kip Tom, CEO of Tom Farms and former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations agencies for food and agriculture. 60 days really doesn't offer much in terms of capacity throughput, he told AgriPulse. By the time the truck leaves the farm, goes to the terminal, then loaded on the ship, and makes it to Turkey, the best assumption is 45 days. You might have a couple of weeks of shipments. Doesn't do much for the farmers who need cash to farm in 2023. Mexico voices concerns on product of USA label. Mexico's Ag Ministry is raising concerns about USDA's proposal to limit a voluntary product of the USA meat label to animals born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States. Mexico is the second largest supplier of beef and beef products to the U.S., representing 24% of total U.S. imports. The ministry says the proposal, even when it is a voluntary claim, could have implications for discriminating against Mexican exports of live animals and meat products and would reopen unfortunate incentives for setback, inconsistency, and opposition to the obligations of the World Trade Organization to comply with the ruling in the case of country of origin labeling in meat products, of which Mexico reserves its rights. Congress repealed the mandatory labeling law after the WTO approved $1 billion in retaliatory tariffs for both Canada and Mexico. Limits proposed for PFAS in drinking water. The EPA is proposing limits for six PFAS chemicals in drinking water, which could force water systems throughout the country to spend billions on improvements. It's the first time EPA has proposed limits on any of the so-called forever chemicals. The proposal would not impose limits on private wells. PFAS have been used to make industry and consumer products for decades, but exposure to them has been linked to a variety of severe health problems, including cancer. More than 2,100 agriculture organizations in 37 states were notified by the Pentagon in 2021 that they are within a mile down gradient from high levels of PFAS contamination from military bases. Groups oppose Booker pesticide bill. More than 400 groups have written members of Congress opposing a Senate bill that would ban neonicotinoids and paraquat and impose more stringent requirements on approval of pesticides. CropLife America, a responsible industry for a sound environment, agribusiness associations, golf course superintendents, and many other groups signed on to the letter. The bill was introduced by Senate Ag Committee member Cory Booker, the New Jersey Democrat. Three other senators are co-sponsoring the measure: Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts Democrat, Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, and Brian Schatz, a Hawaii Democrat. Well, here's today's He Said It. This MOU is like a cowboy advertising a sterile bull for sale. The bull may look good, but it can't finish the job. That Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer, in a press release commenting on the American Farm Bureau Federation's latest right to repair agreements with equipment manufacturers. AFBF Vice President of Public Policy Sam Kiefer has called the MOUs a starting point, certainly not an end point. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, March 15th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.